The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Collin County judge hearing testimony today to consider whether to grant Carmelo Anthony a new trial. He was convicted of stabbing Austin Metcalf to death during a high school track meet in Frisco. KRLD's Russell Scott is at the courthouse with the latest.
Some of what's been heard today is about vandalism and graffiti involving racist language that may have involved Austin Metcalf and his brother Hunter. The reference goes on to say police body cameras showed questioning of the brothers who admitted to the vandalism. The motion also goes on to reference messages between the brothers talking about jumping members of another track team. Defense attorneys claim Carmelo's rights to an open trial were violated by limited courtroom seating and no audio or video feed. Testimony today indicated that that was considered but not done, partly because prosecutors knew the case was drawing nationwide attention and they were trying to turn the temperature down. Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Nation's Xavier Walton continues our team coverage.
We're learning about Carmelo Anthony and what was going through his head sort of on that day as well. On that day, the prosecution says, Carmelo Anthony's ex-girlfriend went to an assistant principal to say she was worried that Anthony was stalking her. None of this was, during the trial. But there were also text messages, according to the prosecution, that Anthony, to his ex-girlfriend, saying that he was low-key on the verge, and Prosecutor Bill Wersky saying that he was spiraling. So that gives you an idea of what was going through his mind on the day of the track meet. But all this information happening really just within the last hour, and this is all to see if Carmelo Anthony is going to get a new trial in front of a new judge.
Anthony's legal team is calling 12 witnesses to the stand and plans to present 40 pieces of evidence. And we'll go in depth on today's hearing coming up live.
FBI says a woman ISIS supporter planned to bomb New York's State Capitol building in Albany. Assistant U.S. Attorney John Sarcone says Jessica Bowie wanted to kill lawmakers, but they stopped her.
I'm proud to work with the men and women of the FBI and our law enforcement partners who identified, investigated, and ultimately stopped this defendant before she could act on her plot to bring terror to the Capital Region and the United States.
They say Bowie discussed her plans with FBI informants and spent weeks watching and scoping out the state capitol. FBI busted her, charged her with attempting to provide material support to ISIS.
We're all just baking as the extreme heat warning continues until at least another day. The National Weather Service says these days temperatures are a good 10 to 15 degrees above normal. This triple-digit heat means your home's air conditioner is probably working overtime, and that can cause some problems.
Daily high temperatures of more than 100 degrees also mean an overnight low in the 80s. Matt Rudisill with the On Time Experts says if you're trying to keep the indoor temperature in the 70s, that means the system is not getting a break.
It's the extreme highs, but it's also those high overnight lows that create a big problem for these systems.
He recommends raising the indoor temperature by a few degrees to give the system some time off and to run any ceiling fans you may have. He also notes that while his company can usually respond to service requests on the same day they're made, some AC companies are dealing with a backlog of between 2 and 4 days. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD. Power Grid Update.
We're checking ERCOT's website to see how the grid is handling all of this 100-plus heat. So far, lots of reserves still left around, but then we still have daylight and solar heating and wind that's helping to power the grid. We have demands right now at around 90,595. We set a record last month with 91,089, so we're within 500 megawatts of all-time records. Meantime, here at 5:05, despite this heat, the 98th annual North Texas Fair and Rodeo is ready to open tomorrow.
Along with the traditional rodeo and carnival rides, organizers are adding new attractions this year. Executive Director Glenn Carlton says families can check out a dinosaur exhibit with a putt-putt course and a new bird show.
Well, we change our attractions or try to change our attractions each year to bring something new. And this year we've got a great dinosaur exhibit called Dinosaur Takeover, which is a lot of fun for families. So many kids love dinosaurs. And it's got a little dinosaur putt-putt course as well. And we also brought in the Birdman of Las Vegas.
Carlton says as far as the heat goes, some carnival rides could be postponed, meaning instead of opening at 1 p.m., they'll open at 6 p.m. He says the decision will be based on whether the rides are comfortable enough to ride on. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Abbott campaigns in Fort Worth today to push his property tax relief plan.
Surrounded by Tarrant County Republican Commissioners Matt Krause, Manny Ramirez, and County Judge Tim O'Hare, Governor Abbott signed a pledge to local taxpayers for lasting property tax reductions. His plan includes caps on appraisal growth and ending the practice of using your homestead to fund public education.
It should be the state of Texas that will be responsible for that part of funding education.
Abbott's opponent for governor, Gina Enos, has been critical of this plan, warning that it leaves a roughly $40 billion annual deficit. Abbott was also asked about next month's GOP convention in Dallas.
And so it's going to be something that will lead to greater voter excitement, greater voter turnout, making sure we're going to have very successful elections in November.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The legal fight involving one of North Texas' largest churches is just getting nastier. The Horizon Texas Conference sued the Highland Park United Methodist Church. It says the church leaders changed the governing documents in 22 and 23 didn't get approval from the congregation. The conference says those changes removed United Methodist references and shifted the authority to the church council. Highland Park senior minister Matt Tuggle calls the lawsuit meritless. He says the church is still United Methodist. Former senior minister Paul Rasmussen goes further, calling the lawsuit one of the most unnecessary and egregious betrayals that he's seen in 26 years of that ministry.
Firefighters in Mansfield working on a train derailment this afternoon. 10 cars went off the tracks. It happened near Seton Road and South Holland Road. Firefighters from Mansfield and Grand Prairie are on the scene right now working to make sure that none of the tankers are leaking. No one was hurt. Mansfield police are asking people to avoid that area.
Judge's been listening all day long as Carmelo Anthony's attorney is trying to convince a new judge to get him a new trial. Austin York's been following this hearing, and it's still going on. Joining us now live to talk about it. First off, we've got to talk about this gentleman's agreement that they had talked about as far as not letting certain stuff come into the last trial. What happened with this?
Yeah, this was crazy, and you hit the nail on the head when you talk about weird stuff happening in the courtroom. So apparently before every trial, what you can have is the two sides meet and make an agreement. We're not going to talk about this, or we're not going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. That happened in this case. Apparently, Austin Metcalf and Carmelo Anthony, both cell phones were confiscated, looked through, and both of them had things that could have been embarrassing or pretty bad for both sides. So the lawyers decided, let's not bring this into play here. Let's not assassinate the character of these people. Let's just talk about the facts of the case. And both sides agreed to that. Now, the defense said later on, and this is what they're bringing up, that when they wanted to put Carmelo Anthony on the stand, the prosecution backed off on that and said, you know, we're going to bring up some of that stuff in the cell phones, or we're going to bring this out in the trial if you do that. And the defense said that's one of the reasons they didn't put Carmelo Anthony on the stand.
But let's talk about some of the, you know, the new evidence or the new information that's popped up. It's, you know, things we've never heard.
It's damning on both sides. I think it really is damning on Carmelo Anthony's side. Basically, what the prosecution is saying is that they had in their cell phone records, his girlfriend went up to an assistant principal and said she broke up with him the day of the murder. And that Carmelo Anthony was texting her throughout. She thought that he was stalking her, and that he had said, I'm about to lose it, things of that nature. And had previously written her that he wanted to stab somebody and lick the blood off the blade and stuff. So pretty bad stuff. On the defense's side, they say they have evidence of Austin and his brother Hunter Metcalf writing graffiti that was of racist nature, referencing the KKK and stuff like that. So these are the new pieces of evidence that brought in to the judge today.
And this is going to be a quick turnaround on this particular trial. They're going to give him all the time that they need, but he has to make a decision, he says, by Monday, as far as that they're going to make a decision. What does any of this have to do with the actual fact that this is a murder trial?
It just basically says, I guess the defense is saying, look, if you had not allowed this agreement in play, then we would have presented a defense a lot differently. We would have put Carmelo Anthony on the stand. The prosecutor is saying, you could have done that. You could have done that anyway. And the prosecutor even brought that up today. If you had done that, we would have loved it. We would have loved a chance to cross-examine Carmelo Anthony. But the judge is going to have to determine, well, with all this mitigating facts here, did the defense think that there was some kind of an agreement that the prosecution reneged on, and that screwed their trial up, and that was the reason that Anthony wasn't able to get a fair trial in this case. And if he determines that, then a new trial is probably going to be granted. But if not, then they're just going to stick with what they got.
And the defense has also argued that, you know, he didn't receive an open and fair trial because more people weren't allowed to come in and hear the evidence. And this new judge has opened up kind of a closed extra room so people can hear things.
Yeah, one of the issues they brought up, and we've even talked about this, is they did not live stream that first trial. And one of the reasons that the judge and the prosecutor brought up was, we didn't do that because of the extraordinary amount of eyes on this thing and the threats that they were given. They brought up different police officers that had to come in and say, we got so many bomb threats in this case that we had never seen anything like this before. We had to put extra security on the judge. We had to put extra security on the prosecutors and even the Anthony family themselves, as well as the Metcalf family. All of them were getting extra security because of the amount of threats they were getting.
And so, this thing is going to continue tomorrow. And you got all this out today.
I'm wondering, this is really going to be interesting how this new judge rules.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.